This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Twitter increased its target price for the new stock. It's now thinking $23 to $25 would be about right. A deal or a steal? Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Investments in Chicago. Melody, great to hear your voice back on the Morning Report.
Good morning. Happy to be back.
So, big market story of the week is that brand new stock that hits the market tomorrow. We were just talking about Twitter, the big 21st century brand. Can I interest you in actually buying this thing when it becomes available tomorrow?
No, you couldn't interest me at all. When anything gets that hyped and when there's that much attention to it, all I think about is what could go wrong. I like stocks that are out of favor, that people don't like, and that are undiscovered. And the frenzy around Twitter is the expectations are just way, way too high.
I was just talking to an IPO expert who was talking about, well, we'll have to watch their revenue growth and the expansion of their subscriber base. The word he didn't mention was profits.
That's right. We're back to those days like the late 90s when they talked about eyeballs, you know, where they're measuring things other than profit. And of course, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. And they have yet to have a real business model that explains what will drive profits for the company.
Now, we just heard a piece about the culture of business angle on Twitter, how the company's going to have to change internally when it becomes a public company. A lot of things may need to change over there, right?
There's no question about it. I mean, one big one, they're going to have a all-white male board. And for a 21st century company, you have to wonder about a company really going public with no women, no people of color, and really ask yourself, what are they thinking?
Twitter CEO seemed a little grumpy about this with critics, said diversity isn't just about ticking off a box by finding, say, a woman for the board. But there are plenty of possible candidates out there, right?
Well, the one thing is, of course there are, first of all. And then secondly, you have to ask yourself, do you understand your customer? So this is not about checking a box. It's about making sure that all voices are in the room when you're making very, very big decisions. And there are differences that men and women have, and people of color bring other perspectives that I believe are very helpful to companies over the long term, especially given the demographic changes of our country and the globalization of this world when it comes to everything, especially social media.
Melody Hobson, Ariel Investments, thank you very, very much.
Thanks.